We all know mental health is important, and every day we are faced with decisions that can help lead us to a more balanced mind. Today's lesson is all about mental health, and we will learn. Everyone deserves mental health. Mental health is balance, the ability to manage stress and achieve one's potential. Stress is normal, but too much increases the risk for health problems like depression. Small improvements in nutrition, sleep, exercise, and coping skills can help us to better manage stress and achieve mental health. Mental health is something everyone deserves, and it is much more than just the absence of mental illness. Mental health means feeling emotionally in balance. It means having the ability to manage the stresses of everyday life, and it means achieving our potential. So, what gets in the way of mental health? The largest factor for most people is stress. There are many life circumstances that can cause stress, such as being bullied, experiencing trauma, family problems, moving away, a breakup, an argument with a loved one, and even things like school and sports. Stress is normal, and the body's response to it is actually helpful in preparing us to face life's challenges. However, health problems can arise when people experience too much stress, including developing depression. With that being said, it is important to understand that what is considered too much stress can vary greatly from person to person. The good news is that you can learn to better manage stress. So, what factors contribute to someone's ability to bounce back from challenges? Not surprisingly, the same things that contribute to health: nutrition, sleep, exercise, and coping skills. First, let's talk about the importance of nutrition. Food is fuel for the mind and body. It is ideal to strive for 3 balanced meals per day, with light snacks in between. Balanced meals include fresh fruits and vegetables, low-fat dairy like milk and yogurt, lean proteins such as chicken, fish, and beans, whole grains like brown rice or wheat bread, and healthy fats such as avocados and nuts. Choosing fresh options versus food packaged in a box or bag is an easy way to start making healthy food choices. In addition, making sure to drink plenty of water is important to keep your body hydrated. To calculate exactly how much you need, take your weight and divide it by 2. That number is how many ounces of water you should consume daily. Now, let's discuss why good sleep matters. Think of yourself as a phone and sleep as its charger. Without sleep, the brain and body will eventually shut down. Just as Mason from the video talks about, teens should strive for 8 to 10 hours of sleep per night. That is more than adults because teens are still growing. We know it can be hard to find the time, yet there's still a lot we can do to improve our sleep. Start with creating a sleep environment that is cool, dark, quiet, and relaxing. Think about using window shades, earplugs, comfortable bedding, or a fan. In addition, it is important to avoid activities that can excite the brain before bed. In the hours before bed, pass on doing homework, talking to friends, checking social media, or consuming foods that are heavy or spicy, or drinks that contain caffeine or sugar. In addition, staying off of electronic devices like cell phones, TV, tablets, and computers an hour before sleep is a good idea. So, how can someone unwind before bed? Things like taking a hot shower, reading a book, or drinking a cup of caffeine-free herbal tea are easy ways to get relaxed and prepare for sleep. Next, let's explore exercise. Exercise strengthens our body to manage the physical challenges of living. Research proves that exercise even generates feel-good chemicals that can improve our mood. There are numerous ways to get active. So no matter your physical condition or interest, it is easy to find an activity that is enjoyable and practical to incorporate into your daily routine. Think of activities like jogging, yoga, playing a sport, or paddleboarding. Even simpler ways to get moving can make a big difference. Things like taking the stairs, riding your bike to school, or even taking your dog for a walk. As a general rule, everyone should try to get at least 2.5 hours of moderate intensity exercise a week and engage in activities that both raise the heart rate and work all the muscle groups. And finally, let's address coping skills. Coping skills are the activities that reduce stress by helping people to feel balanced, relaxed, or find purpose in the things that may be difficult. Pretty much anything that is both safe and helps you to feel good can be considered a coping skill. There are countless coping skills. Some common ones include staying organized, volunteering, hanging out with positive people, going for a walk in nature, listening to music, practicing gratitude, journaling, taking a bubble bath, deep breathing, problem solving, or reading a book. In the video, Mac talks about creating art and goal setting. However, it is important to realize that there are both healthy and unhealthy ways to cope with stress. Negative coping skills include activities that can feel good in the moment but leave people feeling worse later on and potentially be dangerous. Negative coping include things like taking drugs, drinking alcohol, or engaging in high-risk behavior like reckless driving or cutting. In today's lesson, we want to teach you a helpful new coping skill called mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of being present in the moment. When we get overwhelmed, it is usually because our minds start to think about past setbacks or worry about future challenges. This kind of thinking can lead to feelings of stress and even depression. If we live in the present moment, we can begin to free ourselves of those negative thoughts and feelings and be more effective in what we are trying to do at any given moment, whether it is being more present with our friends or family, schoolwork, or hobbies. So, let's try mindfulness for a moment. This particular mindfulness exercise is about being present and aware of our bodies. First, I want you to close your eyes. If you prefer, you can also keep your eyes partially open and turn towards the ground. Now, get comfortable in your seat and allow your body to be still with your feet planted on the ground and your arms resting on your desk or in your lap. I'm going to give you some instructions to follow. During this time, your mind will probably start to wander. It's normal for this to happen because our brains are think machines. When this happens, try not to get frustrated. Simply just bring your attention back to my voice. First, I want you to observe your breathing. If you want, place your hand on your belly. Notice the rise and fall as you inhale and exhale. Inhale 1, exhale 2. Keep counting your breath until you get to 10. Now, bring your awareness to your neck and shoulders. Are they holding any tension? If so, take a deep breath in and slowly let go of any tension as you release your breath out. Turn your attention to your arms. Notice the contact between your arms and their resting place. Notice your hands. Observe the warmth they feel from your body or the coolness from the desk. Remember, if your mind starts to wander, just gently bring it back to my voice. Now, bring your awareness to your legs. Pay attention to the feeling of the backs of your thighs making contact with the chair. Finally, notice the pressure beneath your feet making contact with the floor. Gently bring your mind back to your breathing. With your hand on your belly, observe the rise and fall as you inhale and exhale. Inhale 1, exhale 2. Keep counting your breath until you get to 10. Slowly, open your eyes. I hope you feel present and relaxed. Mindfulness is something you can do for just a few minutes when you need it, but it is best to practice a few minutes each day to begin to train the brain to become more present and aware. Thank you for listening. Remember, even the smallest improvements we make in nutrition, sleep, exercise, and coping skills can make a big impact in our ability to manage stress and achieve mental health. For more information on coping, go to www.ericaslighthouse.org.